I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the hour, in our monthly soundbite segment, we're going to examine the burgeoning business scene on Cherokee Street. No longer just a smattering of Mexican restaurants, the area is now buzzing with restaurants, bars, grocery stores, art centers, and shops and businesses of all kinds. We're going to meet two Cherokee Street business owners for some insight. We're also going to talk to pianist Alla Noska-Bornyakova about a piano concert that features alumni of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Well, 1 week from today, the finalists of the 5th annual Teen Talent Competition take the stage of the Fox Theater for a Broadway-style show that's free and open to the public. Again this year, actor Tony Parisi is directing the show. Catherine Ballard is the executive director of the Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation. We welcome both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we also have with us today one of the finalists who will be on stage next Friday at the Fox, Jana Lene Schmidt. Jana, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you're a singer and a dancer. What's your act?
I'm going to be performing a musical theater act. It's I Can't Do It Alone from the musical Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm combining the whole singing, dancing, and acting.
Are you up for this?
Yeah.
Tony Parisi, finalists can be singers and dancers like Jana. But they can be hula hoopers and everything in between. Could you talk a little bit about the range of talent that auditions and ends up on stage for this?
Oh, it's enormous. It's anywhere. I mean, it's all over the map, just like the weather in St. Louis. If you don't like something, wait 5 minutes and there'll be an act you do. Last year's winner was a hula hooper, Daring Denisha. But this year we have a group of four ballet dancers. I don't know if I want to get into all their names right now. We have a singer. We have a modern dance duet, another musical theater performer. Let's see.
There's a hip-hopper, I know.
Oh,
right?
There's definitely a hip-hopper. We have a classical pianist. We have a jazz trio. I mean, I'm telling you, it's one from every column. It's just fantastic. We have a classical Indian piece this year. Hmm. Two girls dancing and singing in an East Indian style. And then the Dancing Six, a group of six gorgeous dancing men.
So it can just be whoever shows up, basically, as long as you have the talent and can sell it.
Yes,
right?
Six is the limit of people in an group. Act. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Catherine Ballard, how does the Teen Talent Competition fit into the mission of the Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation?
Our mission is to help young people have deeper and more meaningful experiences with the performing arts, to provide opportunities for them and to help them hone their skills and give them more performance opportunities. It also develops them as people who appreciate the arts and who will attend the arts in the future if they don't pursue it as a profession. So the talent competition gives them the stage, literally. At the preliminary round, they are performing on a legitimate stage with sound support, stagehands.
Professional direction in Tony.
And, well, when they make it to the finals, yes, they get that professional director. But even at the preliminary and semifinal round, we treat them like professionals and give them a stage and microphones and treat it like a performance.
Yeah, and the benefits go much further than just a performance opportunity. We'll get to that later. All sorts of prizes and scholarships and things they can take advantage of. Jana, you're currently a senior at Eureka High School.
I am.
So when did you begin singing? I mean, you know, besides in front of your family.
Well, I've always really liked to sing. Like, my parents have all these home videos of me, like, playing the piano really badly or just singing in front. When I moved here when I was 9 from Milwaukee, I auditioned for a talent show at my school, like this winter thing, and I got in and I sang "It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas," no microphone, in front of my entire school. And that's when, like, people were like, "Oh, like, that was cool, like, you can sing," and I'm like, "That's awesome." And so I decided I want to do some more singing, and I really fell in love with it.
I mean, was it that easy for you? You believed it when they told you? I mean, did you just have the confidence from the beginning?
It was interesting. I didn't really know exactly what to think. I didn't know, like, if I was good or not. But people were like, you know, you're doing a great job. And I'm like, well, there's something that I'm really loving to do, and if people are liking it, I'm just going to keep doing it.
So when did it sort of blossom for you, the performing thing, in high school, plays and that kind of thing?
I'd probably say around middle school. I started doing a lot of theater in my middle school, and then probably around my freshman year, I decided that I wanted to major in musical theater because I had a lot of older friends that were doing the same.
Okay, well, I want to talk to you later a little bit about what got you to the finales and what that trip was like, but we have a clip from, I think, the semifinal. Would you set that up for us?
Sure. So this would be me performing mm-hmm. I Can't Do It Alone from the musical Chicago.
So this would be song and dance, right?
Yes.
My sister and I had an act that couldn't flop. My sister and I were headed straight for the top. My sister and I earned a thou a week at least. Oh yeah. But my sister is now unfortunately deceased. I know it's sad, of course, but a fact is still a fact. And now all that remains is the remains of the perfect double act. Watch this. First I'd. Then she'd. Then we.
I don't know. Do I hear Broadway calling? That's Janelle Schmidt. She's a senior at Eureka High School, and she is a contestant in the 5th annual Teen Talent competition, which is coming up at the Fox. And along with Jana here is Catherine Ballard of the Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation and Tony Parisi, who is a writer, a director, and a choreographer, and who sort of puts this thing together, the finale anyway, and
That's
has
right.
for the last 5 years, right? Well, that was great. Oh, I want to mention too, Tony, that you have a lot of clips like what we just heard that people that are available on YouTube.
Yes, we have the semifinalists are on YouTube.
They're also the foundation has a Facebook page, so all the videos are posted there as well.
All right, Jana, tell me about the road to get into the finals. When did this start for you? I know there was a semi. Anyway, what was the beginning? How did it start?
I've had quite a few friends who have done this competition before, and so I was thinking to myself...
So have you been? Have you been?
I've never been. I've tried to go, and things have come up. But so I put in my registration, and I knew exactly that I wanted to do this song, and then I started coming up with the choreography and working on it with my voice teacher and my dance teacher, and then I went to semifinals at UMSL. And then that went well, and then I found out the next day that I had advanced to the semifinals, which was a really cool experience. And they had the whole thing at Forest Park campus, and the sound was awesome, and everybody there was just so amazingly talented, and that was a really cool experience. And then that night, after going to a callback for another show, that was quite a day, I looked on the internet, and exactly 7:56 p.m., the list went up, and I saw my name, and I was like, oh, no, that's just the name of the semifinalist. I'm like, no, there's only 12 names on there. I'm like, what? I made it through. It's amazing. And I was calling everybody, and I was, like, posting everywhere. It was great.
And you're sure it was 7:56?
Oh, on the dot.
Yeah.
So that's great.
So Jan is one of a dozen acts. Tony, how does it start out in the beginning? What's the competition like as far as numbers go in the beginning?
In the beginning, from the registration online, which is over 200, we get down to the semifinals. And this year there were 39 acts at the semifinals. And we have a panel of judges judging them to get it down to 12. And I have to say, I've been to the semifinals as the director, not a judge, for the last 4 years. And this year, the talent across the board has risen. And it was such a great group of 39. I could have had any one of those kids in the show.
So when the competition begins and, say, Jana, for example, chose her piece, does a contestant have to stick with that through the semifinals and everything?
Yes. Yeah. Once you start with an act, you know, a specific song, it has to stay.
Well, then that's a huge decision, Jana. I mean, that's important.
Oh, yeah.
So did you, like, worry about that or?
I was thinking about, like, oh, there's all these other amazing musical theater pieces that I could have chosen. But I love this one because it's just able to show all three sides of the musical theater genre. And so I'm like, I think that I made the right decision because I'm here.
Well, if a performer makes it to the finals, I can certainly see that, you know, the confidence and performance experience it would give them. But boy, they benefit in a lot of different ways. Talk about that between scholarships and all the other things that you offer.
Well, and the coaching, just, you know, for me, to get them to understand what it is to perform on a stage like the Fox, you know, and to hold that stage and to actually live through that experience is great. But yes, we have many scholarships. Maybe Catherine can talk about those a bit.
Certainly. First place scholarship is $7,000, and they can use that wherever they choose to go. Second place is a $5,000 scholarship, and third place receives a $3,000 scholarship. But then we also have several universities who offer scholarships if they choose to go to their university, and that's Lindenwood University, Southeast Missouri State University, University of Missouri St. Louis, and Webster.
And then also the winner has a lot of opportunities, performance opportunities with arts groups around town, a couple of them, right? Like
right.
Muni maybe, Shakespeare.
Yes, we'll have our night at the Muni where we'll be the pre-show entertainment before before Hairspray this year. And then Shakespeare Festival St. Louis, yes, Webster's Art and Airfare.
Well, Jana, you know, Tony's been on Broadway and all that. He has a career. I know you don't realize this, but what's that like being coached and directed by somebody that's really been there?
Oh, it's so cool. I mean, I've been had the pleasure of working with many different directors, but with Tony, it's so cool because he has just all these amazing credits, and like he's been there and he knows, and like taking direction from there is like, it's just, it's different, but it's amazing. And you know that like you're working from the best.
Yeah. Tony, too bad they didn't have this competition when you were young. What was your road to Broadway?
Well, actually, I won when I was 14 years old. I won the Teen King of the Earth competition in New York City. So I was 14, I was the Teen King of the Earth. And I have a 5-foot-tall trophy sitting in my basement.
No kidding. Well, you grew up in St. Louis, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, how'd
you
end up there?
It was a competition that came through. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But I started at the Muni when I was 10 years old. I was in the children's chorus at the Muni.
What's it like for you working with these young people? And don't some probably just jump out at you and you think they're going to make it?
Oh, absolutely. I love it. And the thing about these 12 this year, the 12 acts, they are so bright. On top of being talented, they're very smart kids, and I just love that. And it gives me hope for the future.
Jan, I imagine you've gotten to know some of these people that you're competing with. And who are some of the ones that impress you just off the top of your head?
I've actually not been able to see any of them live since none of them were at the semifinals with me that I saw or my preliminaries. But I did watch the YouTube video, and all of them just are amazing. I can't even, like, pinpoint a couple that are just like that are better than the others, but they're all just amazing. But I have gotten the chance to meet some of them. We had a meeting the day after, and everybody is just so kind and so humble.
Well, let's mention the judges really quickly. You've got some impressive judges, including Phyllis Smith and Ken Page, but why don't you talk a little bit
about
that?
Yes, we love that they are both back judging for us. We also have Megan Larsh Dominic, who is the casting associate for the Muni, and she has judged for us in the past. We have Carl Napa back from the Extreme Institute by Nelly here in St. Louis. We also have Adam Crane. He's new to us this year from the St. Louis Symphony. And then we also welcome Alicia Graf Mack, who was a principal dancer with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater.
And I mentioned Ken and Phyllis. Ken, of course, had lots of Broadway credits, including Help Me, Guys and Dolls, Cats, on Broadway.
Ain't Misbehavin'.
Right.
And Phyllis Smith on The Office.
Right.
Among other things.
Right.
And she's a native St. Louisan,
and
too.
And she's got a new film coming out, actually.
Yeah. What about the Audience Choice Award?
That's fun. We have this technology where it reads the decibel level of the audience cheering. And at the end of the show, the audience can cheer for their favorite act. And that act, I believe, gets $1,000.
Right. Yes. Yeah, you say cheering, but last year it was like a lot of screaming, clapping,
okay.
Cheering, hooping, hollering, beating the floor, everything.
Jana, do you have any superstitions or things that you do? Is there anything you're going to be doing before this performance to be mentally prepared? Anything that you do in particular?
Pray. get my energy up. Don't drink soda. Don't drink milk. make sure my voice is in top quality.
Have you rehearsed at the Fox yet on stage?
I have not.
Yeah. Do you get to do that ahead of time or just the day of? Or?
Yeah.
Rehearsal starts Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Rehearsal starts Tuesday.
Yeah.
Does that make a big difference to you, the venue where you are, the stage you're standing on? Does that influence your performance?
Honestly, I think the bigger the stage, the better. Because then you have more people that are, like, there for you, or you have feeding off the audiences. It's just amazing.
Well, you'll love the Muni stage someday then, won't you, if you're looking for a big stage, for sure. The Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation presents the 5th Annual St. Louis Teen Talent Competition. That's going to be Friday, a week from tonight, 8 p.m. at the Fox Theater. Mm-hmm. Now, the show is free and open to the public. This is an important part, though, but you need tickets ahead of time, which you can get from Metrotix or the Fox box office. But I did read that you oversell to make sure that the place fills up. So
right.
Getting there early is sort of important.
Very important, because it's not assigned seats, so you have to get your seat.
Right. General admission tickets.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jenna, one last question. What about after high school? You're a senior at Eureka now. What are your plans?
I will be going to Oklahoma City University in the fall to major in musical theater.
Well, we wish you – no, I was going to say good luck. You don't do that. Break a leg, right?
That's
right. A week from Friday. And Tony, what about your career? You're going to Carnegie Hall in May?
Yes, for the New York Pops Gala birthday concert. It's probably my 7th one, and I'll have 60 kids that I'll be directing and choreographing in that concert at Carnegie Hall on May 4th.
Well, great. Good luck to you. That's Tony Parisi, and we've also been talking to Catherine Ballard and to contestant Jenna Lene Schmidt. It's the Teen Talent Competition at the Fox a week from tonight. Thank you all for being here, and have a great time.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
And speaking of performing, I want to mention really quickly that I'm going to be introducing David Sedaris again at the Peabody next Tuesday evening. Tickets are still available, so I invite you to join me for that. If you go to our website, you can find out more. That's stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Coming up next, a piano concert at UMSL. This is St. Louis Public Radio.